Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howell coming at you. And here in our little segment, we're going to interview a girl that I've heard a lot about, but I want to get to know more. All right, her name is Cece. How you doing, Cece?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, no, thank you. We all thank you, I promise. Now, all right, so I wanted to get the people to know who you are, because I was told that I don't do this well. Do you, now, you train baby lions, or was that the...
Not quite. Not this year, but we left that in 2020.
No, I heard you're an insurance broker.
I am. Yeah. So by profession, that's exactly what I do. I'm an insurance broker. So I help families all day, every day, with their life insurance, mortgage protection, final expense needs. So I definitely work with a lot of people, a lot of different kinds of people, but my background is in customer service. So me still having the opportunity to help all kinds of families and just different types of people, different types of situations. And, you know, just make sure they have the secure feeling of making sure their home is protected, their family is protected in the unfortunate event of course, death, but also if there's ever any critical illness or disability or anything that takes them away from their main source of income, we provide that added extra layer of protection to make sure their family's good. So it's definitely a privilege and honor of what I do on a daily basis to help these families.
Oh my gosh. So you're a broker. So you work with you deal with many different insurance companies.
Over 40. Yes. Over
40. Oh, so you do train lions.
Absolutely. Somebody's got to keep them in check. Somebody's got to keep them together. I gladly do that job.
Well, from what I've heard, you're great at it.
I do what I can. I do my best. Now, it's a certain tone you got to use with them, you know. You got to make sure they know who they're talking to. That's all.
I would completely agree with that. Whenever I call, I always like to have whenever somebody's dealing with me, especially through insurance, and I know this is not your gig, but anytime anyone's dealing with me through insurance, I would like to have a calm, level-headed, good voice. Tell me your house is gone. I did everything I could, but your house is gone.
Listen, tone makes the difference regardless of what kind of news you have to deliver. Somebody, how you say it, the words you use, the tone you use, it matters. Absolutely.
But that's not what all you do, because I've seen now, because I get sometimes on the Facebook. You're on the Facebook, right?
I'm on the Facebook.
You're on the Facebook. And you are. Hold on, I'm looking it up here. And you are you are a makeup enthusiast.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole community of people on different levels of their, you know, makeup artistry journey. And I'm still one that, you know, considers myself a makeup enthusiast. I love the artistry of makeup and just the freedom it gives you. But yeah, I would call myself a makeup enthusiast. I have been said to be a makeup artist. I've won several, you know, recognition things as far as makeup artist of the month or of the week, but I don't consider myself a makeup artist. I'm not certified. I'm not a licensed makeup artist, but I am absolutely a makeup enthusiast. So yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. Well, I looked up one of your videos. You're a very good makeup enthusiast. Are you looking to take your journeymans, or is this like going to be a thing for you? I mean, I gotta ask.
You know, I never put limits on things. You know, I do things out of love and with passion, and I'm in it, so I allow things to come to me. So if it goes somewhere, I'm all for that. You know, if it's just me being able to talk to a few people and reach a couple hundred people on my page and talk makeup and talk life, I'm good with that too.
Amen. Well, I'm sorry, but I completely understand that.
Yep.
That's what we want the show's all about. It's all the little things that make the big picture happen.
Definitely. Definitely. All the pieces got to work together. All the pieces of the puzzle got to work together, for sure.
All right. Well, so what is your, well, I guess I was going to say next step, but you're saying that wherever the winds may take you. But what do you,
as far as my makeup journey, you talking about as far as my makeup journey?
Well, or
my,
you know, whatever you want to talk about for your next step.
Yeah. So next steps is, I mean, as far as me right now with my business, I'm working on becoming an agency owner. That just means that I'll have other insurance brokers, and create a insurance agency. At some point, the Bonner Agency will be a thing. It will be. that's where we're looking at professionally. And, you know, to go on beyond that once we reach that goal. But as far as makeup and that, my social media influence and things of that nature, again, my whole outlook on having those platforms available for my makeup artistry is just to, again, reach people and make sure that they understand that they are beautiful just the way they are, which is why my pages are beautiful with CC. So beyoutiful with CC. It is all about recognizing the beauty, the natural beauty of you, and knowing that you are enough and beautiful and wonderfully made just the way you are. We get to have fun and enjoy the ride of enhancing all of that natural beauty with makeup, but it first has to start with a good foundation of positive self-image, having that, knowing that, you know, talking to yourself positively is a thing and it matters. How you talk to yourself affects you and affects the things you do, the actions, the decisions you make, all of that. So just me being able to have a platform to magnify how important I really think that having a positive self-image of yourself, and like I said, just being able to have fun and play in some makeup and amplify that natural beauty and be able to bring your creative.
No, I've watched it. You don't play with makeup. You are good. From what I've seen, you are good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do enjoy it. It's so much fun for me.
And you got the face for it too. If anybody is gonna go out there, and what is it again?
Beautiful with CC. beyoutiful. Beautiful with CC.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
we're gonna put a new word in the dictionary tonight, and we're gonna be you into full.
I like it. Put my picture by it.
Yeah, be you in full. I think that's a good word. Beautiful. They got that T in there, and it's just like in ways it's good, and in ways, but it be you and full.
Be you and full. I like that too. That works. Be you and full. Yes.
Because if you would have done the other way, you would have been Ace Ventura. Beautiful.
That's how my mom says it, if that matters.
That's great. Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Now, where did you okay, so did you go to how did you become a makeup enthusiast? Like, what got you into the, it's like, you know what? I'm going to be a makeup enthusiast. You know, you're like, it's like, I'm going to be a makeup enthusiast.
Like, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to start doing that. I mean, it all started like back in the day when I was a kid and watching my mom get ready in the mornings. Like, she would always have on, even if it was just something simple, like, you know, a little blush and lipstick or whatever. It always looked beautiful. So it started back then, my love for it. And just even the days where, you know, she took a little time and put a little something on my little rosy cheeks or on my little lips. And, you know, it was just something special. It was fun. And ever since then, especially when I became adult and was allowed to actually wear makeup, I shouldn't say an adult, in my teenage years.
Okay, keep going, because then I got a question.
I thought I was an adult. Let's say that. I thought I was. I wasn't at all. I wasn't. But yeah, like 14, 15, 16, you know, you start getting your little glosses and stuff, you know, whatever. But yeah, from that point when I was able to do it myself, it just went from there. So within the last 5 years or so, I just, again, if you are in the makeup community or have watched the huge growth of social media makeup influencers over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, it's just blown up. So there's all kinds of amazing artists out there for you to click on and watch and learn from and just, you know, try things out. So that's exactly what I did. I found a couple of my favorite people that I thought did amazing jobs, and they do, have millions of followers, you know, that kind of stuff. I have no desire to have that. I do not need.
I was not going to ask that at all, by the way.
No, I do not need a million or thousands of people looking at me don't want that at all. But
T. Martin Howe is a good judge of character. I would have never even asked you to be on this show.
Definitely. But I do, you know, that's where I learned from. You know, I learned different techniques from different artists and tried them on myself, worked on it, practiced, and finally got up the courage to start going live and doing my makeup on live in front of people. So it just kind of built from there. I still do that. I still watch, you know, some of my favorite influencers who have amazing skills and learn something new all the time. And, you know, new products come out that you want to try. And so it just is never ending. It's just ongoing. And you constantly
are learning. You're going to have to elaborate on the new products, because I myself am completely Greek. That's all Greek to me. Yeah. I have no idea about products, because I'm not saying that I don't need them, because I do. but you know, like if I was to buy my you know, wife a good product, what would you recommend for a good face cream?
There's so many, and that's very hard, simply because it's all based on your skin type. So if you have oily skin, you don't want a product that's going to add more oil. You're just going to look just extra drippy and shiny and oily. But there's so many good products. I mean, as far as skincare, they're like way too many just to start naming. But I would say some of my favorite skincare products line are Mario Badescu has a great line for skincare. Urban Skin RX has a great line for skincare. There's just so many, and those bigger lines have multiple options for oily skin or dry skin or acne prone skin, whatever you need. So yeah, just I would definitely start with that. Even if you don't do makeup at all, have a good skincare routine down. Everybody needs that. Male, female, everybody needs a good skincare routine. So yeah, definitely find some great products to try and go from there. Your skin will tell you which ones work for you and which don't.
My pores, you can see from the moon.
You just need a little toner. You need a little toner. You need a little toner. That's all. Get your pores snatched back. Yeah. Get your pores in shape.
Hey, as you said, man, men need to use it too. It's a good facial cleanser. I just use facial soap and wash my face.
Yep.
That's what I do.
That's a lot of people do.
That's my go-to.
Soap and water never hurt nobody. People go with that. If that's where you're
at, unless you're from Flint, Michigan.
You got to meet people where they are. Meet people where they are. We are at Soap and Water. We are proud of that. Let's go from there.
I love that. I love that. We are at Soap and Water. Let's go from there. Can I put that on a t-shirt?
Exactly.
We are at Soap and Water. Let's go from there.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Now, is there different? All right. For different skin tones, is there different types of facial creams that should be used? Because different skin tones have different types of, like an oily on a one skin tone might not be the same as an oily on the other skin tone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, not skin tones necessarily, but skin types.
Skin types. So it's all skin types.
Absolutely.
It's not, it has nothing
absolutely
to do with tone.
Not skin tones. Any products that are made for oily skin can be used for anyone that has oily skin. So nice. Yeah, no, there's not, but there's definitely specifics for your skin type. So, and that's very, I mean, you can go into any beauty store and they'll be able to kind of tell you, or you can go online and check, just
yeah, but then they sell you like the $200 for like a little bit of, and there's diamonds in it. It's like, well, can you put them together and make a ring?
Right. Can we turn this cream into something else? Like, I don't need the cream. Just sip
yeah
the diamonds.
Yeah, I'll no keep the cream. I'll keep the cream. Can you take the diamonds out?
I'll pay $200. Yeah, no. So, no. But yeah, no, I'm definitely not on that end of the spectrum. I'm doing good to have a gold flake or something in my products. Definitely not swimming in the diamonds.
You just killed me. You just killed me on that one.
I didn't mean to. I take it back.
You killed the host. You're never allowed back. No, all right. So, first of all, that's great to know. That is great to know. And I will, all right. So I have a 6-year-old. Okay. And she wants to wear makeup. Is it right now, in your opinion? Now, I'm not asking anything else about anything. I'm just asking, is in your opinion, do you think a 6-year-old should wear makeup?
So I will take this perspective on that question. I am not a parent. I do not have any little munchkins running up under me, asking me and begging me to wear makeup. So I really can't tell you, you know, if it's a right time for her to wear makeup. I wouldn't go anything. If she wore anything, it wouldn't be more than a lip gloss, like at most. Like at 6, you don't know.
Yeah.
No. But what I can tell you, if I did have a daughter who was 6, absolutely not. That would, like, she would not even know. No, not for me. Again, the max that I would give her, I would do just like my mom did and put a couple little dabs of lip gloss on her lips and, you know, let her smush them and make sure that she, yep, smile and is cute. And that's enough for her. You know, that's enough. That'll satisfy her little need. Just to mimic, you know, what she sees her mom doing, you know, just to mimic that. But yeah, no, I definitely not, you know. And again, like I said, I wasn't even allowed to really wear makeup outside of what my mom put on me in the house. We didn't ever go anywhere with it on until I was in teenage years. So yeah, no, I really can't speak on that. Again, I don't like to take the position of what a child should do without having one of my own. So I'll leave that up to parents.
Well, you're wise. You're a wise person.
I'll leave that up to parents.
You know, I can't write what I don't know.
Exactly. Very true.
Oh, my gosh. Man, Cece. You have been absolutely wonderful, and we would love to have you back. Can we get you back one day?
Anytime. Just let me know. I'm all for talking. You know, I can run my mouth all day. So, yep, anytime. I'll be happy to sit down and chat with you.
Would you do me a huge favor and say your name, and then say, and we want the show.
Absolutely. This is Miss CC, and you know what? All we want the show.
I freaking love you. That was awesome. That's gonna be definitely in the promo. Oh, you are so awesome, man. I cannot wait and cannot wait to get you back. We will be coming at you later. I'm here with now my good friend. Can I see my good friend now?
You definitely better.
My good friend CC. And this is T. Martin. How? And we will see you next time.